This is Pierre Lumumba from the Windsor Golf Hotel and Country Club in Nairobi. Today we focus on a subject that is as interesting as it is contentious, the mass media. Mass media is a subject that has known diverse definitions over the years. A few years ago, when one talked about the mass media, one meant nationally circulating newspapers, whichever the country was, and the national broadcasters. Then the space changed, and the mass media then included private broadcasters. The mass media includes now the internet. And that change has not only been revolutionary and exponential, but it has had a major impact in the continent of Africa. Of course, it cannot be denied that the media is critical to any country's development, and fundamentally, it is the oxygen that gives publicity to the things that any one country or countries want to engage in. Today, we ask ourselves how far we would go without the oxygen of publicity that we gain through the mass media. We all know that the newspaper played its critical role, and that the newspaper became the medium via which, even in the early days in the struggle for independence, it is the mass media that aided the whole idea of trying to regain independence. It cannot be denied that it is the radio that became the medium via which communication was undertaken, and so did the television. But today, we have something that one may call the new kid in the block, the internet. The internet, understood in all its splendor, has changed the space of mass media in a dramatic way. Today, one need not be a trained journalist for one to make the claim that I am a journalist. An individual with a mobile phone, an individual with a laptop, can engage in the production and generation of news almost on an instantaneous basis. And that is dramatic. That is revolution. And many are questioning, is it a good thing for the continent of Africa? Is it a good thing for the world? But because we are talking about Africa, let us focus on Africa. It is Ali Mazrui who famously said that sometimes Africa suffers because she produces what she does not consume and consumes what she does not produce. And that is very true, particularly as regards what is described as mass media, particularly modern day mass media. Let us start from the modern day before we go a little bit in history and ask ourselves, what role has the internet played? And internet understood to cover all the media, whether we are talking about the WhatsApp, whether we are talking about the TikTok, whether we are talking about Telegram, whether we are talking about the Twitter now, X. And we know the role that that has played in many parts of the continent of Africa in order to ensure that information is spread. But one may ask, information for what purpose? Many governments have become very fidgety about the internet because it has created an environment where people can organize themselves through this media. And this organization can be so organic that it cannot be censored. You remember in the olden days, if any government did not want anything to see light of day, what they would do was to ensure that the newspaper did not publish it. But what do you do with information in TikTok, which you do not control? What do you do with information via WhatsApp, which you do not control? What do you do with information on Telegram, which you do not control? What do you do with information on X or Twitter, which you do not control? The idea is that we have a monster in many ways, which monster cannot be controlled. And many countries have seen and have experienced how people have organized themselves politically and otherwise. Of course, we have seen young people in countries such as Nigeria organizing themselves using this media when they had the end SARS, and recently when they had the end government in Kenya. In the months of July and the month of August, the young people described or defined as the Gen Z organized themselves using this media, and in different parts of the world. So the mass media as we understand it today has created an environment where people are capable of organizing themselves instantaneously in a manner that was never contemplated in the olden days. And I hold the view, and many who understand the mass media hold the view, that it has contributed fundamentally in different ways in different countries of the continent of Africa. And when one weighs the advantages and disadvantages of the mass media, one can only say that the mass media has made a major contribution in the development of many African countries, whether that development be economic, whether it be political, whether it be social. But like all good things, there is also a downside to it. To the extent that some content is uncensored, it can be argued that the mass media has had its negative impact in different societies. And one may argue that that has not been scientifically proven, and that what we are talking about is merely anecdotal. But we know that there are areas where the mass media has been used negatively. Many of the media that we have, particularly in the technology space, is media that is controlled from elsewhere. And one would assume that going forward, particularly as we enter into the final stages of the fourth and fifth industrial revolution, and as we talk about artificial intelligence, African countries will make every effort to ensure that we are present in a positive manner, and that we are present with African-controlled satellites in order to have media that we can control and which can be used for the benefit of the continent of Africa. If Africa does not do this, what we call mass media and what we celebrate as mass media will continue to be controlled from outside to the detriment of the continent of Africa. And this is not only evident in the internet space, we also see it in other spaces. Most of the satellites via which we receive communication, even when we are talking about spaces such as television and radio, are not controlled from the continent of Africa. Many of the major newspapers, and the newspaper as we knew it today, is getting back into the museum of history because they are not takers. What we must do going forward is to have a coordinated approach to the deployment of mass media. And this can be done in the continent of Africa in a number of ways. Africa has regional bodies. One would have wanted to see the East African community getting into that space jointly, of course, with the private sector. This is not an area where you simply want to see the public sector. The public sector must facilitate through enabling legislation to enabling environment, and the private sector can then get into this space in a manner that will be beneficial to the East African region. It also ought to be done in the South African region, in the Central African region, in the West African region, and one hopes that a strengthened African Union will also be in that space. And the reason why this is important is because experience has demonstrated from different parts of the world, whether one is talking about Europe, whether one is talking about Asia, whether one is talking about Latin America or North America or Australia, that the control to mean that you are the ones who own the media via which news is generated or conveyed, is critical to your development. If you don't control the medium, it means that even the content can be frustrated, because the owners of the medium are the ones who are going to determine whether you can convey it or not. And many African countries have experienced this in the last few months We saw when the underwater cables were disabled in the Red Sea, the entire West African region was in a blackout. We saw that recently in the East African region when there was interference with the underground cables. There was a blackout in the East African region, and it became something that was worrisome. And one is therefore saying that the time is now for African countries to recognize that the days of the newspapers are over, to recognize that the days of the television as the only medium are also numbered, to recognize that the internet and this space is what is going to be the environment of the future. And in order to ensure, therefore, that the mass media is beneficial, and the benefits of the mass media must not be underrated, you've got to look at the economic value of the mass media. In trillions of shillings or trillions of dollars, the mass media can be deployed effectively. You've got to look at the political value of the mass media. You've got to look at the social value of the mass media. All these conjoined tells and must tell Africa that in order for African civilization to be given the oxygen of publicity that it needs and desires, the mass media must be given its pride of place. And it can only be given its pride of place when there is investment in it. And when we talk about Afrocentricity of the mass media, we are simply saying that every civilization must have certain rules on how the mass media is to be controlled. Because if you don't control anything, it will be controlled by others, and those who control it will manipulate you. And when they manipulate you, you lose your true value. And when you lose your true value, then you become a slave of others. The mass media is mass media. It means that it influences a critical majority of the people, and it cannot be ignored. And we are in the days of artificial intelligence. What and how is artificial intelligence going to be deployed in that space? This is the kind of conversation that one wants to hear in African universities where communication is taught. If this is not being taught at African universities, if this is not being the subject of research, then Africa will lag behind, and it is a luxury that the continent of Africa cannot afford if it is going to be a critical and important player in the arena of dissemination of information. Even as we continue our conversations around the continent of Africa, some may ask legitimately, why through this medium? Why not through other medium? The question is, it is this medium, this Russian medium, that has gone back to history and said, we had a friendship with the continent of Africa. Let us give conversations about Africa the oxygen of publicity. And that is why we are here. But for how long will they do it? They are friends of goodwill, but they can only do it for so long. We look forward to the day when this particular conversation will also be held with African media. And that is the value of friendship, which is symbiotic rather than parasitic. Once again, thank you very much from the Windsor Golf Hotel and Country Club. We look forward to seeing you again as we continue conversations about the continent of Africa.